It is time now for the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Raul Campos, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California, joins us now. Raul, welcome back.
Hola, what up, J-Hob?
Well, we are going to start today with a producer named Emil Haney that you wanted us to hear. He produced Lana Del Rey's album Born to Die. He's out with his first solo album. Here is the song Falling Apart featuring Andrew Wyatt and Brian Wilson.
Trying to fight a fight you can't win, so you chased him. Traded that good life, only got yourself another good night until the morning, darling, when you're right back to falling apart. Falling apart, you know you're falling apart. Just another little lonely broken heart. How did you get so cold?
I like that. Tell us about Emil Haney.
Well, first of all, the tune is just gorgeous, and that's kind of what drew me to it. But as you mentioned, he did produce Lana Del Rey. He's also produced Eminem and collaborations with people like Brian Wilson, Andrew Wyatt from Mike Snow. And there's so many other great collaborations on the full length that's forthcoming. People like Randy Newman, Rufus Wainwright, Licky Lee, Charlotte Gainsbourg, even Father John Misty. So many great tunes, and that one's just gorgeous. And it was actually recorded at a beautiful landmark in Hollywood, which is the Chateau Marmont, which I've actually DJed at, spent many nights having a couple of cocktails there. And to know that somebody recorded an album there over the course of 6 months is kind of cool.
One day they'll make a movie about the Raul Campos nights at Chateau Marmont and all kinds of things that happened there. Well, yeah, speaking of Chateau, you wanted us to hear Chateau Lobby number 4, In C for Two Virgins. This is by American folk singer, songwriter Father John Misty, who has a new album out this month.
Am I
okay, now I feel like I'm in the 70s, and I'm trying to sing as that music goes. You've lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling.
Well, you're almost as cynical as Josh Tillman, who is Father John Misty.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay. Well, tell us about him.
Well, he's a drummer, and to hear a voice like that come out of a drummer's mouth is pretty intense to me. And the album, I Love You, Honey Bear, from beginning to end, is full of cynical lyrics, but they're all love songs to his now wife. So it's cool to see somebody like this kind of transform and take the leap, and just the words and the thoughts that come behind it from somebody that is as cynical as someone like Josh Tillman is kind of intense.
And what do you like about this album in general?
It's pretty. I mean, they're love songs, and just like the last tune, it's gorgeous melodies. I mean, that horn arrangement that comes through that you kind of hear almost kind of like this 70s vibe through it. And I'm a child of the 70s, and I'm a disco biscuit myself. But to hear this kind of transformation of somebody just go from just straight up crazy lyrics that Josh Tillman has done in the past to make them love songs is really cool.
A disco biscuit.
That's me.
I love
that. Had the pompadour, the whole thing back in the day.
Well, you also wanted us to know about a Mexican electropop group called Kinky. Here is Son de Mi Primer Amor.
Busco, busco un recipiente donde colocar el presente, presente. Y que traigo la mano derecha y que el cónyuge dice que llaman amor.
And we should say, by the way, this is the MTV Unplugged version, but what do you hear that you like?
Well, that's actually the main thing that I like about all the songs that are featured on this MTV Unplugged collection, because I've known Kinky for many, many years as being one of the premier Latin alternative rock bands coming out of Mexico. They're from a town called Monterrey, and this song, Son de Mi Primer Amor, on the original album, their debut full-length back in the day, it's a rockin' pumper. And for them to flip it and slow it down and just make it so gorgeous and completely different than the original is really, really cool. And the whole album is just that. They've flipped all their songs and they have a couple new ones and some great collaborations with people like Carla Morrison and people from even Norteño bands on their songs. It's kind of a cool direction to see Kinky go.
Well, let's go from Mexico back to the U.S. Now, here is the group The Mowglies. This is I'm Good off their upcoming album. And we read on the website that the band wrote this album while they were on tour in hotel rooms, in parking lots. what do you hear here?
I hear L.A., and I hear the fusion of L.A., because they're actually, most of the members from the band are from the San Fernando Valley, so the area, Southern California, but there's people from the Midwest, and it's a bunch of people on stage, and it's just a fun energy that mixes all the different communities of L.A., whether it's like Silver Lake, downtown, the beach in Venice, or the West Side, or just the grind from like suburbia, like in San Fernando Valley. It's L.A., which it's kind of like this melting pot, this fusion of different areas and generations and different people from different backgrounds.
How much of the music you play on your show would you say is from bands that are based in Southern California?
You know, not that much. I mean, I try to promote as much of the local as possible, but there's so much music coming in from everywhere that it's hard to just kind of focus on just trying to exemplify what's coming out of LA. But there are so many great bands, so I try to put in as much as possible, but it doesn't always work out.
Well, what's the hotbed right now? Where are you seeing a lot of great stuff come out of?
There's so much music that's, for me, that's coming out of like Mexico and South America, places like Argentina. I've always been a big proponent of what the Latin alternative sound is. And there's a conference that goes on every year in New York in July. And it just feeds so much coming out of the different areas. And especially in places like Mexico, like we talk about Kinky. I mean, they've been doing it for a while, but there's so many up and coming artists, people like Carla Morrison, or you can even go down to Argentina and pick somebody like, or Venezuela, and pick like Cuarto Poder. There's so many great bands that are coming from the Latin America and the Latin alternative scene, which is something that I can really kind of grasp and play on KCRW, because I don't necessarily want to just play the commercial stuff, but it leads me and it allows me to play some of that music a lot more.
Well, we have time for one more. This is by Toro y Moi, and we've heard about Toro y Moi on the DJ sessions before. It's the stage name of Chaswick Bundick, an American producer. Here is Empty Nesters. You almost forget in listening to that for some of us, we're in the middle of winter, but very lighthearted. What do you like about it?
Well, I love Toro y Moi, and I like all the different faces of Chaz, because he is known also for his dance music as his side project, Les Sins. And Toro y Moi also almost started to blend into that dance music quite a bit, and it's good to see that it's almost like a return to his first days of Toro y Moi, where it's more band, it's more indie rock, more, you know, happy kind of sounds that kind of exemplify like summer sounds or even like springtime, you know, and the warm fuzzy feelings. So it's good to see the new album Empty Nesters is kind of like a throwback to, and maybe even almost a separation from the dance music that he's been doing as Les Sins.
Raul Campos, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, with his latest picks for our DJ sessions. Raul, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy. Always a pleasure.
And as always, you can go to Spotify and find our DJ sessions playlist. All the DJ sessions, just go to Spotify and search for NPR Here and Now.